Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy customizable themes that let you build your brand. Marketing tools that get your products out there, and that's just the beginning. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go. Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you. Shopify, your all-in-one commerce platform.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com.au/listen.
In her first address to the National Press Club after over 20 years in politics, One Nation leader Pauline Hanson made calls for Australia to be a monocultural society, took aim at journalists, and questioned the need for paid parental leave. Key to Senator Hanson's speech were her claims that immigration and multiculturalism are at the centre of Australia's housing crisis.
Undeniably, immigration or immigration policy has our country in the state of crisis. At the centre of this crisis is the utterly flawed policy of multiculturalism.
Speaking to SBS, Multicultural Affairs Minister Anne Ali says the remarks were irresponsible and hateful.
There's a fear in the community of how this might resonate and what the real impacts that this might have on people, particularly the kind of the dog whistling, but also some of the blatant racism that's in there as well. But there is also a sense of in unity we are strong, and a sense that also this is really about degrading Australia, degrading our communities. There is a strong sense of identity among all Australians that really puts our diversity at the core of that, that our diversity is our strength.
Senior economist at the Australia Institute, Matt Grudenoff, says data shows that migrants are not having an impact on housing affordability and says migrants generally have a positive impact on the economy. Speaking to SBS Filipino, Christine Aquino is a sociologist with a research focus on migration and racism at the University of Technology, Sydney. She says blaming migrants for systemic issues is a racist scapegoat.
There is a bit of a fallacy around the idea of Australia as this kind of successful multicultural nation that has somehow discarded racism. You know, it still very much, demonizes migrants and so on. And you can see that now more than ever, you know, with the migrants being blamed for the housing crisis, migrants, you know, being blamed for all sorts of reasons. So that is still there, but in much more, operates in a much more complex way than the kind of direct exclusion that people used to experience.
Ms. Hanson also pledged to restrict immigration from places she claims are immersed in radical Islam. Raising fears about national security, the One Nation leader says she thinks that there are currently 18,000 people on the ASIO watch list. But her source for this figure is unclear, as ASIO states it does not have a watch list tally. President of the Australian Federation of Islamic Councils, Dr. Ratib Janaid, says Muslim Australians are not the problem.
Muslim Australians are not guests. We are not a problem to be managed. We are not a security risk to be explained away. We are citizens, neighbours, workers, students, parents, volunteers, professionals, business owners, community leaders and public servants. We are part of Australia.
On the issue of multiculturalism, Ms. Hanson says that one in four Australians speak a language other than English at home, calling into question how the country can achieve social cohesion if people don't speak the same language.
Only a fool would ignore the growing language problem, which is a function of immigration.
However, speaking another language at home does not mean people do not also speak English, with only 3.4% of people reporting at the last census that they don't speak English well or at all. Recent polling from the Australian Bureau of Statistics suggests that as of 2025, 75% of Australians believe multiculturalism is good for Australia. Senior Deputy Chair of the Federation of Ethnic Communities Councils of Australia, Peter Dukas, says a monocultural Australia has never existed.
even during the White Australia policy, even during what we would describe as a time where it was far less pluralistic, Australia was always made up of many cultures, from First Nations people before settlement through to the colonial era, through to Federation. This has never been a monocultural country, and for that reason, the historical inaccuracies and the divisive nature of what she was saying yesterday concern us.
Senator Hanson also took aim at transgender Australians, claiming that what she calls the transgender ideology is infecting society.
This transgender movement is a militant force right throughout society and must be confronted. I repeat, through a whole stack of government authorities, which the average Australian knows nothing about because they are too busy getting on with their lives, this movement, like militant Islam, is everywhere and seeks to redefine humanity and biology.
ABS data shows that less than 1% of Australians are trans or gender diverse, and 81% of Australians believe they deserve the same rights and protections as other Australians. As well as vowing to sack Sex Discrimination Commissioner Anna Cody, Ms Hanson also called out the head of the Human Rights Commission, Hugh de Kretser. Speaking to ABC Radio, Mr de Kretser says the speech deplorable and offered no real policy.
What it showed me is Pauline Hanson is the same old Pauline Hanson she's always been. What was on display yesterday was a rambling Trumpian speech based on hate and fear, not on hope and ideas.
Advocates are also pushing back on Senator Hanson's position on paid parental leave, calling her views on the matter outdated. Asking why businesses should be forced to pay workers if they're not working, Ms. Hanson says that when she raised children as a single mother working part-time, she managed fine. Campaign director for advocacy group The Parenthood, Tegan Gilchrist, says Ms. Hanson was raising children in a very different time.
I managed is a memory from Pauline Hanson, and it's not a policy. Pauline Hanson's been describing in Australia from when she raised her kids, and it's not the one that we're raising our kids in today. In an environment where cost of living is sky high and families are struggling.
Ms. Hanson has also come under scrutiny for her statements about the press, with the Media, Entertainment and Arts Alliance calling her comments an assault on press freedom. During the press club address, when asked a question by Guardian journalist Sarah Martin, Ms. Hanson called the reporter trashy, saying she would be banned from future events.
Honestly, you never give up. I've never seen a person that's such a trashy journalist, you know, and what you put out all the time, you've got this obsession with constantly trying to pull down myself, my party or Mrs. Reinhardt, whatever you do.
National Senator Bridget McKenzie has told Channel 9 the leader's attitude could set a worrying precedent.
You need to be able to face the media and the tough scrutiny, but I am concerned that One Nation also wants to pick and choose which media they take questions from, who they like or they don't like. That might be okay for Donald Trump to pick and choose which media he takes questions from, but it does not go well here in a democracy.
Pauline Hanson also vowed to abolish the SBS and make deep cuts to the ABC. According to the 2026 Reuters Digital News report, the Australian public ranks the SBS and ABC as their most trusted news sources. But Ms. Hanson claims the SBS, Australia's multicultural broadcaster, is no longer needed because of the internet. Regarding the ABC, Ms. Hanson argues that while regional and rural operations would continue to be taxpayer-funded under One Nation, it would become a subscription-only service in larger cities. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says public broadcasters have a vital role to play in Australia.
I think that the idea that you just exclude media and abolish SBS is what they're talking about, and the ABC, is I think, I would hope that all media organisations come out and oppose that, because they should.
Opposition leader Angus Taylor also criticised the speech, telling the Today Show that Ms Hanson offered no credible policy plan.
Oh, well, there wasn't enough detail to really comment on most of the plan because I don't see it. What we need is a credible plan. We need a pathway out of this. And that is what I am laying out every day. I know that's the hard road. I understand that's the hard road. But it's the road we must go on if we are to get our country back to where it needs to be. It's not enough to be angry. I can understand the anger. I do get it. But we have to have a credible plan.
Sydney Lang, SBS News.
Hi, it's Noor Haider, one of the hosts of The Guardian's daily news podcast, Full Story. Every weekday, we bring you a single story, going beyond the headlines and taking you closer to The Guardian's journalism. Combining personal storytelling with analysis, we take you inside the stories that matter most. For fearless, independent reporting that holds power to account, listen to Full Story from The Guardian, wherever you get your podcasts.